Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick agreed today to leave office as part of a plea deal, ending a legal drama that has consumed Detroit for nearly a year. He's also agreed to serve up to 120 days in a county jail. The mayor faced 8 felony charges, ranging from perjury to misconduct in office. He pleaded guilty to 2. The charges stem from testimony Kilpatrick gave during a whistleblower's trial last year. Noah Ovshinsky has been covering the story for Detroit Public Radio. And Noah, explain what exactly Kilpatrick pleaded guilty to today.
Yeah, he faced a total of 8 felonies in this case. But under the deal announced today, the mayor pled guilty to only 2 of those counts, obstruction of justice. With the plea, he admitted to essentially lying under oath.
And what are the terms of this plea deal?
He has to serve up to 120 days in jail. He has to pay a significant restitution. He has to give up his law license. He is a lawyer. And last but not least, he had to resign.
Now, this has been brewing for many months. Why make this deal now?
Well, you know, Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm was conducting her own removal hearings. This was going on in the last few days. She was doing it on behalf of the Detroit City Council, who essentially asked her to remove him under state law. Now, if she would have removed him tomorrow or perhaps as early as next week, well, if he would have been removed by the governor, a lot of legal experts say that that would have removed a main bargaining chip with prosecutors. And that, of course, was his job. In fact, I talked to Peter Henning, who's a really well-known criminal law professor here at Wayne State University in Detroit. He thought it was a very fair resolution given the charges.
You can't say that he got off light, given the amount of the restitution of $1 million and having to serve jail time. That's always the toughest thing for a white-collar defendant is, will they agree to go to jail?
Noah, how much public support does Kwame Kilpatrick still have in Detroit?
This whole issue has polarized the city. He has his critics, but also a lot of supporters, people, clergy members, family, of course, his own lawyers. There's been several rallies over the course of the last few months. Outside the courthouse today, a supporter was adamant. This is Janae Renee Stevenson.
If we want a man that is without sin to be in office, then we better try to get Jesus Christ to be mayor. Any man, any human being is going to make some mistakes. There's a lot of corruption that did not start with the mayor.
And a lot of supporters at Kwame Kilpatrick's address to the city tonight. What did he have to say?
He wanted to have the last word. He listed many of his own accomplishments here in Detroit, well-known real estate deals, safety, that sort of thing. But he also did something which, again, up until today we haven't heard, which is take responsibility for basically the entire situation.
I want to emphasize tonight that I take full responsibility for my own actions, for the poor judgment that they reflected. I wish with all my heart that we could turn back the hands of time and tell that young man to make better choices. But I can't.
At the same time, Noah, I heard Kwame Kilpatrick end this address with a note of defiance.
Yeah, in fact, he quoted a well-known author to do it. He quoted F. Scott Fitzgerald.
The quintessential American author F. Scott Fitzgerald once wrote that there are no second acts in American lives. The great writer that he was, F. Scott Fitzgerald, was not a Detroiter. Because we fall, but this city always gets up. And I want to tell you, Detroit, that you done set me up for a comeback.
That's Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, who pleaded guilty to 2 felony charges today. Noah Ovshinsky of Detroit Public Radio, thanks very much.
Thanks, Melissa.